Katie Fowlraker, you and your sister Amy have co-founded Athena Running Club, which I think everyone in St Albans knows about. And I have been so fascinated by what you and the great community of women you've got within Athena have been doing for the last 9 weeks. For each week on air, I've been letting our listeners know about all the wonderful things you've been involved in. So I'm really pleased that you are able to have a chat with us in person today. What has it been like for you and the team over the last couple of months?
Yeah, it's been a new type of challenge. Obviously, lockdown means we can't run together as a community. However, our members have really inspired us, and we've managed to adapt what we do, adapt some challenges, and we're managing to keep all our members engaged and still running and still feeling like the community and still supporting each other. So actually, it's going from strength to strength, and the community is really coming together at this time, which is really nice to see.
It is. It's quite incredible, because running is such a social thing, and as we all know, there's now, you know, social guidelines in place in terms of keeping 2 metres apart. But I think what I found most intriguing is the fact that the ladies in the club have managed to still connect virtually and still be motivated enough to go on their runs. How have they even managed to do that week on week while we've been in this lockdown, Katie?
Yeah, I mean, it's a gradual thing that's developed over the last few weeks. So what we've done is tried to put on some kind of... Our main one has been like a socially distancing run every Sunday. So every Sunday between 7 and 11, we encourage ladies to go out. They send in kind of a snapshot of their distance route on Strava and a selfie, either on our Facebook or our WhatsApps. And then we make like a selfie collage and we share that. And what that does is just kind of encourage people that they're not out running on their own. You know, there's someone else running. Many of them see each other, run past each other in the streets. We've all got our Athena purple tops on. So that's really nice. You know, it's knowing that although you're on your own, you're not on your own. So we've got things like that going on, which are really lovely. We've also got things like virtual live warm-ups. Our run leaders are doing Facebook live warm-ups to kind of get everyone together before we go on a run. Again, just trying to build up that thing that I'm not on my own. We've got also doing kind of like online classes, like online Zoom classes. So although we can't run together all the time, that's something we really can do all together. The great thing about Zoom is you can see each other. We can put our videos on, or they can turn them off if they're not comfortable. So we're doing things like yoga, core, we've got lower body strength, we've got HIIT classes, we've got sleep webinars, nutrition webinars, you know, a whole array of stuff where they can see each other, have a quick chat before the class sessions, and then you've still got that kind of engagement with each other. So yeah, that along with our Facebook and our WhatsApp groups that we offer, and they just can keep in touch really.
Yeah, you used to be the race director for the St Albans Half Marathon, which we know was a great love of yours, and you've obviously got, you know, a long established career in running as well, or being attached to the running industry. What is it in terms of Athena Running Club's philosophy that really helps women in terms of this, you know, getting out and having a run, and what are the benefits of actually being in a group than, say, just doing an individual run as and when you feel like it?
Yeah, so Athena kind of came out of my time at St Albans Half Marathon. I got approached by some ladies that wanted to learn to run, but really lacked the confidence. They found a running club was a bit intimidating. They didn't really like going to the gym, but were really inspired by the event and wanted to, you know, set it as a target for a future time. So I set up the club then. It's grown and grown over the last 4 years. And now it really is, we are a running club, but we're a little bit more than that. We are a community. We have a huge focus on improving women's self-confidence, making sure they don't feel alone, making sure they feel part of the community, making sure they're confident. You know, it's more about building them as a person and that female empowerment, as well as it is about running and improving a running team and just having that self time. You know, if you're a mum, it's that half an hour out on the road to get some headspace. You know, for a busy job in London, you can get back and you know you've got your running club where you can go out. You can talk to people or you can have a bit of space on your own, but you're there, you're surrounded by people and you're motivated by each other. And it really is that that makes it a little bit different, in that we have this community and this empowerment of inspiring each other. I mean, our motto is kind of achieve, believe, inspire. And we are really that. You know, we really do provide it. And the kind of in lockdown, it's coming out even more, because actually all the things we're doing, all the classes, all the virtual warm-up, all the challenges, you're just seeing the community coming together and really inspiring each other. They're all checking on each other. They're making sure they're okay. If someone's had a bad run, they can open up about it. It's a really honest and open environment. And I think it just creates that safe place as well. You know, running can be a scary thing sometimes if you run your own, and we just take that away.
Yeah, it absolutely can be, and it can also require a lot of motivation. I think if you're feeling tired or, like you say, you've had a long day, sometimes you can forgo the run altogether or maybe cut it a bit shorter and things like that. And I think what's been amazing to me as well during lockdown is all our local neighbourhood groups and community organisations and our third sector partners. There's been some really incredible stuff that's been happening on a grassroots level, I guess. And in terms of how women can join Athena, you have a normal membership, but during this point in time you've changed it to be slightly different, haven't you? There's a community membership that women can join up on.
Yeah, so it's slightly different aspect. I mean, normally we run kind of beginners and improvers programs to either get ladies running or improve their running if they're already kind of running 5k, and then they go into our membership system where they can come to weekly sessions all through the week. It is slightly changed, obviously we are in lockdown. We do have a community still running, so we do have a community membership option open. So if you are kind of already a runner but you're lacking the motivation and you kind of want to join a community, you can email us at athenarunning@hotmail.com and we can discuss how your running's at and whether you would fit in with our community at present. However, I mean, what we do best is teach ladies to run, especially at times like this. We really want to get back to that. So we are looking virtual. We hope to have exciting announcements coming soon. So if you're kind of finding that actually running is something you'd like to try or get into or give a go, we are hoping to go virtual, and keep an eye out on our social media pages for that coming soon. And hopefully we can still help people learn to run at this time and increase our community so we can keep people active and also, you know, not isolated.
Absolutely. And Katie, for people like yourself that may still be needing to work and are trying to maintain some level of fitness, what would be your suggestions to them to perhaps, you know, even get started or on running or maintain some sort of a routine? Are you still doing that yourself?
Yeah, I mean, most thing is you should try and get into a habit and in a routine. Get yourself kind of set days to go out. And don't beat yourself up too much, you know. Life gets in the way. Sometimes you don't feel like it. Don't overdo it. So don't try and go out every other day or 5 days this week. You know, build up your targets. I'm going to go out twice. Set yourself a little run-walk target. If you just want to do some walk and you're trying to do a little 30-second jogs in between, that's how our programs work. We build up the run-walks, and gradually the fitness improves. So my target, especially at times like this, is really don't be too hard on yourself. It's about getting something in. It's about making sure you're doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it to make yourself feel better. And you need to recognize that. So when you get back from your exercise, you sit and reflect and you really think, actually, what did I get from that? Remember that feeling. So when next time you're struggling to get out the door, you go, no, actually, last time it made me feel so much better. I'm going to go. I'm just going to go and do 20 minutes, you know, and get out the door. It's about getting out the door. Once you're outside, it's much easier.
That's so true. And just lastly, Katie, one of my favourite things that you all have done during this time was in lieu of the London Marathon. Can you talk to me about what it was that you came up with the team?
Yeah, obviously, some of our ladies, I mean, not all of our ladies run marathons, don't be put off by that at all. Some of our ladies have been running with us for a long time, a few years now, and they set themselves a marathon goal, and they've been training for that marathon for a very long time. So obviously when it was cancelled, it was quite a big hit. They've put a lot of effort in, and we didn't really want that to be wasted. We didn't want them to feel let down. It was quite a sad day for them. So we decided to try and support them a bit more. We made a versus challenge. We had team evens and team odds based on their birthdays. We made two WhatsApp groups. We launched it a week before and they joined their groups. And basically, over the weekend of the marathon, the goal was to see which team could run the most marathons. And it wasn't about running far or fast, because it never is in our club. That's not how we work. It's about getting out and doing your best. And it was absolutely incredible. We had 70 of our ladies join up to one of the WhatsApps. They went out. Some people just walked. Some people ran. Some people did 5K. Some people did 21K. But every single lady got a well done and was celebrated the same. We had ladies who haven't been out since January go out for a walk because they just wanted to contribute something to their team bit. We had running playlists made so they could try and inspire each other in the group to go out for their run. We had a disco running playlist made by one of our members. It just really, really excelled. It really went out to the next level. We had selfies shared. You know, it's all about having that body confidence. We love a sweaty selfie. It's what we're all about. It's about going, yeah, I've done this. I'm proud of myself, you know, and I'm not ashamed that I did what I did. And it was absolutely incredible. It was really nice. And so many ladies were inspired, but they inspired each other. And that's what our club is about.